You may be seated. Good afternoon. Welcome to Gates Presbyterian Church. My name is the Reverend Melissa DeRosa, and we are together today to remember and offer back to God the life of Andy Shields, and to thank God for the hope we have because of Christ's resurrection. A few announcements as we begin this afternoon. The family has requested that in lieu of a guest book, you would take those envelopes that hopefully you received at the door. If you didn't, there will also be more on the table out there. And if you would, please write down your favorite memory of Andy. You're welcome to do that during the service, or if you prefer to take them home, please share that memory and just place a stamp on it and mail it back. If you do complete it during the service or the reception, there is a basket right here on the table where you can place those memories. And following our service here this afternoon, the Masonic service will begin, and then we will welcome you all, the deacons of the church will welcome you all to a reception down in Fellowship Hall. Now let us worship God and hear these words from Scripture. The book of John tells us, "I am the resurrection and the life," says the Lord. "Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die." We come here in sorrow, seeking comfort in those words. We come here in hope, wanting to believe those words, and we come here in trust that Andy now knows those words to be true. I invite you into this time of remembrance, a time to honor the life of Andy Shields with our prayers and reflections, our stories, our laughter and our tears, and most especially our love. Please pray with me. Compassionate and loving God, yours is the beauty of childhood, and yours is the fullness of years. Comfort us in our sorrow, strengthen us with hope, and breathe peace into our troubled hearts. Indeed, help us to bless you for the gift you gave us in Andy and for the joy he gave all who knew him, for the memories that will abide with us, and for the assurance that he lives forever in the joy and peace of your presence. Guide us through this time of sadness with the light of your love and strength of your compassion. We ask this in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen. And at this time, Joe McGonigal is going to share a song with us, "The Flowers of Scotland."
O flower of Scotland, when will we see your likes again, that fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, and stood against him proud Edward's army, and send him homeward to think again. The hills are bare now, and autumn leaves lie thick and still, o'er land that is lost now, which they so dearly held, and stood against him proud Edward's army, and send him homeward to think again. Those days are past now, and in the past they must remain. But we can still rise now and be the nation again which stood against him. Proud Edward's army, and send him homeward to think again.
Amen. And now Tom Ward is going to share a few poems with us.
Good morning. Since Andy Shields was the only guy in the Tartan Square Club who was quiet and gentlemanly, Andy was appointed as their chaplain. And how many times have I heard Andy give a blessing for a meal and then always concluded with a Robbie Burns blessing that some may meet but cannot eat, and some may meet that want it, but we may meet and we can eat and say the Lord be thanked. And so I thought it would only be appropriate to call this community, a family of friends of Andy, together with this call to worship with another poem from Robert Burns called Epitaph on My Own Friend. An honest man here lies at rest, as e'er God with his image blessed. The friend of man, the friend of truth, the friend of age and guide of youth. Few hearts like his with virtue warmed, few heads with knowledge so informed. If there is another world, he lives in bliss, and if there is none, he made the best of this. And then the family heard a poem once, and they've asked me to share it with you because it spoke to them. It's not by Robert Burns, it's by an anonymous author. I knelt there at the headstone of the one I love and cried, name with dates of birth and death were perfectly inscribed. I pondered these two dates and how little they both mean when compared to the tiny dash that lies there in between. The dash serves as an emblem of our time here on earth, and although small, it stands for all our years of life and worth. And our worth will be determined by how we live each day. And although small, it stands for all our years of life and worth. To ourselves as well as others, let's be honest, kind, and true, and every day live the way we know God wants us to do. May we look for opportunities to do a worthy deed and reach out with compassion to those who are in need. For if our hearts are full of love throughout our journey here, we'll be loved by all who knew us, and our memory they'll hold dear. And when we die, these memories will bring grateful, loving tears to all whose lives were touched by that dash between our years. Amen.
And our reading from Scripture this afternoon comes from Paul's letter to the church in Rome, Romans chapter 15. Each of us must please our neighbor for the good purpose of building up the neighbor. For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, for the insults of those who insult me, you have fallen on me. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, so that by steadfastness and by the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. May the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Christ Jesus, so that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ welcomed you for the glory of God. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant on behalf of the truth of God in order that he might confirm the promises given to the patriarchs and in order that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. For it is written, sing praises. Sing praises to your name. And again he says, rejoice. Praise the Lord and let all the peoples praise him. May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. In talking with the family about Andy's life, one of the words that Sarah Ann mentioned over and over and over again that was so perfect in describing her dad was, he is full of hope. He was a glass half full kind of guy, a true gentleman, kind, compassionate, and would do anything for anyone. Not because he ever wanted anything in return, but because he enjoyed filling people with the kind of joy and hope he experienced in his heart and genuinely just wanted to share with others. And these are the sentiments echoed in the end of Paul's letter to the church in Rome. Paul writes to this church to share with them the purpose of the scriptures. And despite what we in the early church might have thought that scriptures are all about, some moral code or detailed recipe for how to live life, Paul writes to them, no, scripture is about creating hope in us. Hope that is more than what is good for us as individuals. It is a hope to be shared with others. A hope in which we are a part of with so many, like you all gathered here today. A hope that Andy Shields shared with so many of us. Andy's life began on July 14th, 1932. He was born to Fred and Isabella Shields in Glasgow, Scotland. And Andy lived there with his parents and his siblings, Samuel and John and Nellie. And when all the siblings were lined up chronologically, they provided quite a contrast. Nellie and Sam always watching over, literally, and protecting their wee brothers. After graduating from high school, Andy joined many of the young men of his generation to serve in the British Army. And upon discharge, he worked a number of jobs before settling down and spending most of his career in the steel mills of Scotland. But not before taking two buses from Uddingston to Cross Maylouf to an ice rink, where he met a young woman by the name of Ellen MacDonald Thompson. And for 2 years, they would date, visit that ice rink in the winter, and when it was a dance hall in the summer, before they would marry on December 22nd at St. James Parish Church. Oh, how the two of them loved to dance, to spend time with their family and friends and enjoying life. And their joy continued as they expanded their family and welcomed their children, Donald and Sarah Ann, into the world. Of course, life was not always full of joy, nor was it easy. When the steel mills in Scotland began to close, Andy saw the challenges ahead of him, for him and his family. And Ellen's sisters were already here in the U.S., and after a 2-year-long process, the whole family moved here to Rochester in 1983. Andy worked hard at whatever job he had, but what was most important to him was his family. He adored his wife and his children and when you all arrived as grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He spent time on the soccer fields, at wrestling matches, graduations, and any event that his grandchildren were a part of. Sarah Ann shared with me that he also spent a lot of time walking with you all around the neighborhood. He liked getting to know his neighbors, and I apparently hear he enjoyed serenading them from time to time as well. The Bible talks a lot about praising God with singing, and Andy joyfully praised God many, many days on his walks. Andy knew how to make people smile with his joyful songs, his jokes, and just that twinkle in his eye. He made everyone feel comfortable and welcome in his presence with his quiet, loving way. Andy shared with all of us the kind of hope the Apostle Paul writes about, the kind of hope that we live into by sharing love and joy with one another in accordance with Jesus Christ. And for this, we give thanks. Amen. And we will now hear a few of those stories that Andy shared that love and joy and hope with us. First, as Andy Mackay begins and shares with us, and then a neighbor and very dear friend, Jeff Wendt. Andy, we'll have you go ahead and get started.
Good evening. Good morning, I should say. Well, it's afternoon. That was wonderful. I had to throw away most of my speech, because it's all been covered. Actually, when I talk about Andy Shields, I think of a nice man. He was born in Scotland, as you've heard, in a wee town called Uddingston, which is near the other place that was mentioned. It's not far from Glasgow. In fact, the people in Uddingston don't think it's far enough from Glasgow. You know. He was the youngest of four children, Samuel, John, Nellie, and Andrew. And there's four left in the Shields clan. He got married to Ellen, his wife. Nice to see you, Ellen. For 58 years. That's longer than me. And the product of the family was Donald, Sarah Ann, his daughter, his grandchildren, Samuel, Andrew, Samantha, Faith, and Heather. Boy, that sounds like a Scottish group. His great-grandchildren of Aidan, Colin, and I think it's Nadia. Good, I was right that time, okay. Unfortunately, I should say fortunately, Ellen is able to be here. He worked as a turner. Now, a turner in America is a machinist, and he was a machine on his own. I was told by some that he was an entrepreneur. He would ride his van around Uddingston and Bothwell selling pokey hats, wafers, nuggets, 99s. I don't know what a 99 is. But he was the ice cream man. A very nice man. Now, most of you won't know what a pokey hat is. A pokey hat is a cone that you would get at Abbott's filled with ice cream and some sprinkles on it. And then they sell wafers. Now, when you were winching, as we would call it, courting, we used to eat wafers, and it always made a mess of my shirt. So wafer is two thin wafers with ice cream in between. Is that right? You know? And then at the cost of it, sixpence. That's a nickel and a penny. And then if you were really well off, you could pay a shilling for a nugget. Now, that's delicacy, you know. That was four wafers with nugget in between and ice cream in between that. It was bring you joy when you eat nuggets. So everybody liked the ice cream man because he was a nice man. So one of the reasons that he came to America because Ellen had two sisters, Violet McMahon and Sissy, as we called her, Cecilia Mason. And we knew both of them and we loved both of them. Two sisters. I'm trying to keep up with you. You know, try to repeat. Well, that's already been said. Don't say it. So he worked as a machinist here for a while, and then he retired, and he worked at the YMCA for Tommy Ward. And Tommy fired him, but it doesn't matter. I'm just joking. You know, it's funny. He was sick, but we didn't know how sick he was. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, he said to me, "Andy, I've had a good life," he said, "and I've provided for my family, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren." And the words were good, because he was a nice man. Now, I became closer to him in the last 20 years, because I used to go walking with him. I used to go to the store, him and the dog. And he became a member of the Tartan Square Club. We'd ride together to meetings, him and Andy's here. We three or four of us ride together, Jimmy. And he became the chaplain of our club. And he would always start the prayer with words and manage to get everybody in it, anybody who's in need, anybody who was sick. He also provided the invocation for the Burns night, which is a big night. Right, Joe? Joe used to sing it. No. And even though he was sick, he knew. He did it again this year, 2015. I didn't know how sick he was, but he knew. That's because he was a nice man. He loved his wife and his family dearly. I think a piece of poetry describes it best. I was going to read a piece of poetry, but Tommy read it, so I have another piece here. O ye whose cheek the tear of pity stains, draw near with pious reverence and attend. Here lie the loving husband's dear remains. Tender father, the generous friend, the pitying heart that felt for human woe, his dauntless heart that feared no human pride, a friend, a man to vice alone a foe, for even in his failings leaned to virtue's side. God bless you, Andrew.
Good morning. My name is Jeff, and I've been their neighbor for 20 years. I would like to start today by thanking the Shields family for having us here today to remember Andrew Shields. I'm honored to be here. Andrew was inspirational to me, as he was a very positive individual. He was proud of his Scottish heritage. He loved his family, and he cared deeply for his friends. I am so honored to be one of his close friends for the past 20 years. I would now like to read a poem which, in remembrance of Andrew Shields. The title is Saying Goodbye. Why did you have to go and die? I did not want to say goodbye. God must have thought you were special to have taken you away. But couldn't he have waited until another day? God's now looking after you, high, high up in the sky, up there where all the angels lie. Just because I can't see you doesn't mean that you're not here. I know you are somewhere very, very near. We love you so much. But it is time to say goodbye, my friend, because your life here on earth has come to an end. Rest in peace, Andrew Shields. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff and Andy. And now Joe will sing another song for us.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the flowers are dying. 'Tis you, 'tis you, must go and I must buy. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. 'Tis I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But should ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, though dead I well may be, you'll come and find the spot where I am lying, and kneeling say an ave there for me. And I shall hear though soft you tread above me, and o'er my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For you that you love me, and I shall sleep in peace until you come to me.
Please join me in a time of prayer. Gentle God, Creator and Savior, Giver and Redeemer of life, we praise you that we are made in your image and reflect your hope and your love. And we thank you for the life of your child, Andy, for the love he received from you and showed among us, the love he shared with his family, his wife, Ellen, and their children, Donald and Sarah, Anne. And we also give thanks that Andy had the opportunity to share his love and create memories with his grandchildren, Samuel and Andrew, Samantha, Faith, and Heather. And then with Aiden, Colin, and Nadia, his great-grandchildren. While it can be hard for us to focus on your words of peace that you offer us when we are full of tears and sadness, comfort and assure us that you are here with us. Dear God, help us all to know the secret of the resurrection is how to move from tears to new life. Today and always, we praise your name for sharing Andy with us, for his love and his ability to trust you, and for the example he provided for us. Spirit of life, our love and hope is in you, that though Andy's life has ended here on earth, we trust he is united with you in a place where there will never be an end to love. In your name, we pray the prayer your son taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The Apostle Paul also wrote to the church in Philippi, saying, "Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. God has given us life, and through Christ we have been given new life. And we now commend Andrew Shields to God's merciful care in the faith of Christ our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and who now lives and reigns with God and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Alleluia. Amen." At this point in our service, Dan, a friend of the families, is going to play Amazing Grace, and following that, we will have the Masonic service.
Thank you. To the loved ones of our brother Andrew Shields, we, as free and accepted Masons, consider it a duty and an honor to say farewell to our brothers by performing the ceremony that follows. We hope that you can feel the Lodge's heartfelt grief at your loved one's passing. Not everyone attending his service may have known him personally, but as brother Masons, we can state that we knew what he believed in and held dear about our Masonic teachings. If there's anything the Lodge can do for you, please do not hesitate to contact us. We hope our efforts at this farewell ceremony touched your heart and helped you believe that your loved one was involved in a special organization. My brothers and friends, let us console ourselves with these brief words of understanding and comfort. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall find its reward, and there is hope for thy latter end. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the highways to thy will. Passing through the valley of weeping, we turn to a fountain of strength, yes, into a rain shower abundant with blessings. Thus we go on from strength to strength, until each appeareth before thee in Zion. They shall come with mourning, but I will lead them with tender mercy. I will turn their weeping into joy. I will comfort them and make them rejoice after their sorrow. My brothers and friends, in keeping with the custom of free and accepted Masons, we are united in this moment of sorrow to bid farewell to our brother, Andrew Shields. It is well that we pause to ask God's blessing upon us, for only in him can we find strength and hope. Let us pray.
Almighty God, grant us thy blessing as we meet on this solemn occasion. Help us to look beyond the sadness of this moment to the light and hope of tomorrow. Thou knowest we are weak and unable to stand alone. Fill us then with the power and comfort of thy presence, that we may say with assurance, as did Job of old in his grief, the Lord gave, and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
So mote it be. Our brother became a free and accepted Mason on September 28, 1966, in St. Bride's Lodge, number 579, in Udingston, Scotland. He left our earthly family to unite with the heavenly family above on May 14, 2015. While we mourn his loss from our fraternal fellowship, we rejoice that we are citizens of two worlds. He has preceded us and has joined our host of brethren in that other world where God, who is the Father and Master of us all, awaits his coming. Always when we stand in the presence of death, we are tempted to ask the question, as did the prophet of old, if a man die, shall he live again? How empty our lives would be if there was no answer to this promise. But God, in his infinite mercy, has given us the greatest gift of all, the promise to dwell in our hearts when we diligently seek him. And from that depth within each of us, we have always found the faith that sustains us even in the darkest and most difficult moments. So we can say with certainty that just as surely as the question of fear and doubt arise in our minds, so comes the assurance that life does not end with death. Our Masonic beliefs bear this testimony, that man is a citizen of two worlds, that only eternity can fulfill the dreams and hopes and ideals within each of us, that a lifetime on earth is not enough, that God in his infinite wisdom has plans far beyond our comprehension, plans that could not end in death. This faith sustains us and helps dispel the fears that surround us in death. Because our brother Andy was a Mason, we know that this was his belief. The immortality of the soul was part of his spiritual vocabulary. He walked and worked and lived against the background of eternity. He believed that God, who created him and sustained him in life, would not abandon him in death. This white apron is known as a lambskin. It is the badge of a Mason. Its whiteness served to remind our departed brother of the innocence and purity of a righteous life. It reminds us that our brother's earthly labors are finished. He has laid aside the working tools of life. May the record of our lives and actions be as pure and spotless as this fair emblem that will be placed by the remains of our departed brother. This sprig of acacia is the emblem of our faith in the immortality of the soul. The evergreen leaves are symbolic of the conviction that life will continue to flourish even after death, and that one day we shall be united in the house of many mansions, eternal in the heavens. The sprig of acacia will now be placed by the remains of our departed brother. Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, from whom we come and in whom we live and move and have our being, and unto whom we return, we thank thee for the gift of life, for his wonders and his mysteries, for his friendships and his fellowships. We thank thee for the ties that bind us to one another, for the meaning of which lies hidden even in a heart of sorrow and grief, for thy guiding hand along the way of our pilgrimage. We give thanks to thee for thy servant, recalling all in him that made others love him. We thank thee for the good and gracious influence of his home and training, for the goodness and the truth that have passed from his life into the lives of others and have made the world richer for his presence. We pray for those whose hearts are heaviest and who at this moment need thee more than ever. Guide them, bless them, and lead them into unfaltering trust that life does not end with death, that the Father who made us will care for us beyond the bounds of vision, even as he cared for us in his earthly world. We pray for the renewal of the gifts of faith, patience, and enduring love in all of us. Help us to walk amid the things of the world with eyes open to the beauty and glory of the eternal. Amen.
So mote it be. To you, the immediate family, relatives, and friends of our departed brother, we extend our deepest sympathy. We cannot fill the emptiness in your hearts. We can only urge that you turn to God, who alone can give you the strength to sustain you in this hour. Believe that there is a land of pure delight where saints immortal reign, and sing with the psalmist, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." May God grant you peace and keep you under his wing. There is no death. What we call death is but a sudden change. Because we know not where it leads, therefore it doth seem strange. There is no death. What we call death is but a lasting sleep. They wake not soon who slumber so, therefore we mourn, we weep. There is no death. What we call death is but a surcease from strife. They do not die whom we call dead. They go from life to life. We close this service with these familiar and comforting words from the Bible. Let us pray. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.
So mote it be.
Now may the peace of Christ rule in all our hearts, so that whatever we do it in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God through him, now and always. Alleluia. Amen.